Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Oh, yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Thanks for hanging around, everybody, into hour two as we go. Rob Vanstone coming up, and he'll be a perfect complement to our thoughts on our quick six show topics. There really hasn't been any major breaking news throughout the program today, and I like that. Mm-hmm. So we can at least discuss what was a very, not toxic, but turbulent night in the world of sports, in for a lot of sports, and we covered here. I mean, well, one, our poll question. Let's get to that first for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. It is, will you stand for the anthem at the next sporting event you attend? Over 90% of you saying yes, you will. Those are from Twitter respondents. Clark telling me in the break that we can't put anything up on the bottom of the screen today because of a coding crash at Facebook in Silicon Valley. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So we'll rely on Twitter for that today. Brady writes in from Saskatoon, and he says, I think I'd stand for the Canadian anthem out of respect for the players, coaches, management, and just due to the fact that I'm used to standing during the anthem. I'll leave the kneeling to the players. But you have the freedom to do whatever you want, and I will also not stand for the systemic racism going on in our world. Well said, Brady in Saskatoon. Clark putting up that 94% of you on Facebook are voting yes, that you will stand for the anthem. I'll say now what I said an hour ago. I'll stand as a symbol of support and respect for our country. I love our country. It's the best country in the world. There's things of Canada that annoy me, but there's more good than bad,
mm-hmm.
right?
I never thought about the fans kneeling per se, but wouldn't it be cool in the NFL, you know, the players kneel and then solo, just like a standing, the opposite of a standing ovation, and every fan kneeled. It'd be kind of a neat moment if they all did that together. But I can see that happening somewhere like the NFL. I don't know if that would happen here in Canada.
It's been a fun show today, despite the turbulence of last night. And I'll get into the topics of this morning talk show. And a lot of it pertained to what's gone on last evening. One, it appears the roof is caving in on the CFL. That may not be permanent, but that's what it looks like. And I'll tell you why. Two, football operations cap reportedly is going to be cut by $500,000 per year. Coaching staffs are going to drop from 11 to 9. More people in football ops are going to be let go. Questionnaires being circulated by the Players Association to its members, to the CFL players. Included in it is, are you willing to play for less money? Prorated salary, which technically when you say it sounds like less money, but it's not really less money. It's the same amount per game. And also, are you willing to play on less rest? Which sounds like a concept that would go along with a bubble city scenario,
mm-hmm.
right? You can't have them sitting for a full week. Can you play on 5 days? Could you play on 4 days?
Yeah. If we start compounding that over 18 games, if you're going to go full season or 9 games or whatever, or, you know, in different sports, but in football, can you play on 5 days rest? All of a sudden, 2 days every week over the course of 18 games. Now you can start to chop off multiple weeks and really condense the season. Those couple of days, they add up over time.
You guys scream in my ear when RV is ready because I can go on this forever. I mean, Nakasun Yaka, who's become a big supporter of ours, we become a big fan of his. He is the newest Rough Rider linebacker. He kind of laughed at these questions as if, why would we go along with this? Well, why are you playing CFL football? Because for everybody else, there's a different reason. The Americans come up here because they want to get to the NFL. Really? A springboard. Canadians play it because, well, I'm not going to put words in their mouth, but Josh Bartel, Australian punter, says, I play because I don't want to get a real job. I want to play as long as I can before the world gets real. He's not trying to get to the NFL, but a lot of guys are. Mm-hmm. So if you're just trying to get film, like the 3-week spring league, then you would play for less money and on less rest, just to use it as a springboard to the next level of the National Football League. But if you're playing for a living or to support a family, you probably wouldn't. So there's all that. And my summation on the salary cap cut, the questions going to the players, agents and media calling out Randy Ambrosi now on his salary. My thing is, why do you continue to attack the product, the players and the coaches? Because there's nothing wrong with the product. It's a fantastic product. Why don't you cut the salaries of the marketers and cut their jobs? Because they're not doing their job. The stadiums aren't full and they should be. The popularity of the CFL is declining, but the product has risen. It's never been better. That's not the players and coaches' fault. That's the business people's fault. Why are you attacking them? That's what I don't get. I'll stop there and bring in Rob Vanstone of the Regina Leader Post, which, by the way, RV, maybe we'll start here. You are the talk of the town, man, with your 100-plus day exercise streak and just your smiling. You are a beacon of positivity, and people are saying it to me, Rob. They're like, when you're talking to RV, say, way to go. I'm like, tell him yourself. He's visible on Twitter and Facebook. But RV, way to go, man.
Well, thanks, Rod. It's stunning. I never expected this. I thought I was doing this for me, and of course, there's benefits that I'm trying to derive from it. But I got a text today from somebody who said he started, you know, he changed his diet around as a result of seeing what I was posting, and he sent me a weight update. A friend of mine has started jogging. I know somebody else who started bicycling, etc., etc. There's somebody who said, you know, I was thinking about going for a walk tonight. I really didn't feel like it. But when then I saw that you were going, I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And it's, I never, ever anticipated this. I just thought it was solely about me. But I think it's, I've tried to be very honest about it. And I haven't pulled any punches. And I think it's at least been relatable. Even if I lose every pound that I want to lose and achieve every goal I want to achieve, I'm still 56 years old and with an arthritic knee. So it's not like I'm trying to, you know, win the marathon or anything with this. I'm just going about it, I think, in a manner that the average person can relate to. And I've had so many great conversations with so many people just about this very topic. And I'm glad that I'm doing it in conjunction with more people than I'd envisioned.
Oh, for sure. And I was just a little ahead of you in discovering this. You know, that we in our business, the phrase, if it bleeds, it leads. Very true. Don Henley said, everybody loves dirty laundry. But they also love a positive story, right? And that's what yours is. People just love a positive story and a reason to feel good. So I'll say good on you. But to sports, unfortunately, that's not a positive story, RV. Your take on the last 24 hours in the CFL.
Oh, my goodness. It really seems incongruous when you look at the stance that Randy Abrosi has taken repeatedly since he became the commissioner, talking about how he wants to build partnerships with the players. And that seems to, and being that he played in the Canadian Football League for a long time and had a terrific career, you'd think that'd be a natural constituency for Randy Abrosi, and there would be a natural rapport between himself and the CFL Players Association. So many of the higher-ups in the Players Association are former offensive linemen, and that's exactly what Randy Abrosi was in the Canadian Football League. So it would stand to reason that there'd be a real symbiotic relationship between the players and the league. Not that everything is going to be rosy, because both sides have different interests, but I would at least think there would be more amicability and certainly more of a dialogue than there has been to this point. The league hasn't, you know, responded yet to, from what I've seen, to many of the tweets, many of the statements issued by members of the CFLPA. I'm anxious to hear what their version is. We might be caught up at least to a degree in semantics as far as what constitutes a discussion. The discussions may seem more serious from the standpoint of Randy Abrosi than they seem to be from a player's perspective or the union's perspective. But irrespective of all that, there's obviously a disconnect and there's obviously some rancor, and you're seeing it on Twitter and you see it in the various reports. And it is such a bad look for everyone. It's not as bad as it is in Major League Baseball right now, but I think it's a smaller example of what's happening in baseball, which is totally ridiculous.
Well, you know what, RV? It's interesting that you say that. Not yet. It might get as bad as Major League Baseball. You know, I mean, it just seems like the owners are. And by the way, I want to say this. Ambrosi's bosses are the owners, not the players. If he's got to placate to one or the other, you know who it's going to be. Sorry to say, but it's going to be his bosses, the guy that determine whether he has a job or not. So now they're getting a return to play idea. They want to ask the players, will you play for less money and on less rest time? And then they're buckling on that. So that's why I said I think there's a little behind baseball. I think the big fight still to come between the Players Association and the owners. But I thought of you this morning because I wanted your take on this, being the Yankees fan that you are. Yeah, da, 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 da. It won't be playing, RV. It should be playing right now. So where are you on Major League Baseball, maybe not even playing at all in 2020?
Well, I've been through this enough. 1981, I remember the players' strike, and that pretty much ripped a lot of the heart out of the summer. Fortunately, it ended up being a pretty good year for the Expos until one Monday in October, but something could be salvaged there. And then I'm still a Montreal Expos fan at heart. 1994, they canceled the World Series at a time when the Expos were 74-40. And so you've seen this with Major League Baseball before. But what we're seeing now is such tone deafness considering the times in which we live and the opportunity that is being lost. It's mind-boggling. When you consider that they could have been out ahead of every major professional sport as far as team sports go. Consider the celebration that there would have been if they could have had games on July 4th, and that's the day sports return. We've already seen some PGA, we're seeing some NASCAR, but in terms of team sports, to have them linked to July 4th or just even have them in early July, wonderful. And now they're talking about a season that might be imposed, one that might be 48 games to 54, when one of the distinguishing characteristics of baseball has been that you need to be able to do it for 162 games, and it's an endurance test. And the failure of both sides to reach any sort of compromise at a time when people are losing their jobs or being furloughed or taking pay cuts, it's especially galling when you contrast it to what the average citizen is going through.
For sure. And Rob Manfred, I don't know if you watched ESPN's Return to Sports special last night. It was an amazing job they did. But Rob Manfred looked like a guy that was suffering from shell shock. I've seen people that have. And what worries me is I've told so many people, let's just sit back and let the leaders do their job. That's what they are getting paid for so exorbitantly. And now we're seeing some leaders that are cracking. That's the part that scares the hell out of me.
It really does. And you look at the 180 that Rob Manfred's done over the past week, from saying last week that he was 100% confident to now being very skeptical. And it's stunning to see that about face. And compare that to the National Basketball Association and the National Hockey League. Granted, we're talking about a resumption of a season. Good, that lawnmower's finally off. I hope there's some more peace in the background. You're talking about a resumption in the season as opposed to starting from scratch. So it's a bit of a it's not a apples and apples comparison. But did you hear anything coming out of the NHL that even hinted at any lack of unity or lack of purpose or lack of resolve? We're starting to see some cracks with the NBA. Dwight Howard and some players are wondering whether it's wise to come back. But as far as the negotiations between the players and the league, no issues whatsoever. I get that a lot of the salaries have already been paid to the players. There's a lot more dynamics at work with baseball or even the CFL. But there hasn't been anything even comparable to what's going on in baseball or what's going on in the CFL. And I think some of that has to be attributed to leadership. Look at Adam Silver, the National Basketball Association, and what a tremendous commissioner he is. And compare that to Roger Goodell or Rob Manfred. None of the previous commissioners have ever had to deal with anything of this description. You're writing the playbook as you go. And I have some empathy for Randy Ambrosi in that, because you don't know what the target is and how things are going to look a month or two from now, or even a week or two from now. You're just guessing, and that makes it difficult. The other variable with the Canadian Football League too is, how do they know what they can really do unless they know what the federal funding is going to be, if there's going to be any? Without that, without the federal government as a benefactor, can they even come close to formulating a plan, or is it just a guaranteed lose financially for everybody?
No, I know, and it's interesting. By the way, because I'm reading comments from fans on 3downnation.com that are saying, are they instituting this salary cap further cut for football operations to be more attractive to Ottawa to get the money? And I'm like, oh my God, is that backwards, cart behind the horse thinking instead of forward thinking? But that's kind of where we are with the CFL. But give us some good news, RV. I mean, it's week two in the CFL simulation. The Alouettes rolling in here. It's Naaman Roosevelt's return, by the way. The president. Give us some green talk, if you don't mind.
It's hard to really be that upbeat because I keep thinking, you know, Friday would have been the risk. This coming Friday would have been the Riders season opener. And it's stunning to think that I'm taking some holidays during a time that would ordinarily be the second or third week of the season. If there is anything optimistic to be derived from what's going on in sports, at least they're talking about a resumption. They're doing things to try to make it go. Compare that to March 11th, March 12th, April 11th, April 12th, even May, when it just seemed there was this black hole that was just going to be like, it was just going to be this cavernous void that wasn't going to be filled. And now at least, whether there's a resolution or not, you can see that a lot of energies are being devoted to trying to play. Maybe not so much in baseball right now, but a lot of the brighter minds in several sports are trying to look for a way for this to be feasible. And there's the promise of seeing something. And there have been some firm dates laid out, at least with regard to the National Basketball Association. So I wish I could paint a better picture as far as the Rough Riders go, or the CFL goes. We just don't know. But at least it hasn't been ruled out yet. And so I have a glimmer of hope that by September we might be able to see something. You keep hearing the COVID totals in the province and the amazing job that Saskatchewanians are doing in keeping those numbers low and controllable. And that makes you think, okay, maybe in a month or two, if this can continue, what are the possibilities? Maybe there'll be a Prairie Football Conference season. Maybe the Rough Riders, maybe the CFL will be able to cobble together 8 games and we'll have something to really focus on other than just the what ifs and the when will it starts and all the negative scenarios that are impossible to avoid right now.
Well, I'll say this. If the players don't want to play, I know several that do. They've contacted me, Americans and Canadians. So if the CFL does an edict, a return to work directive, there are guys that will play. So we'll watch how it unfolds. RV, this has been fun. Keep it up, my friend. I appreciate the time and all that you're doing.
Well, thanks for your time, Rod. It's great to talk to you. I hope you're well and that all of your viewers and listeners are doing well as well.
Awesome. Thanks, Harvey. Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post joining us from his palatial Regina estate. We'll take a break. You good over there?
I'm great.
Okay.
Life's good.
Yeah. On the way, Logan Hoffman, St. Louis Cardinals, 35th round selection in the 2019 Major League Baseball draft. Got to talk a little KBO, too. We got lots to get to.
Oh, yeah.
Week 2, CFL Sim, more on the CFL cuts. Chuba Hubbard, we have barely delved into that, so we'll get to that. Hang on. We'll be right back with a sports update and more. It's the RP Show. Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Chase adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Tuesday morning, June 16th. Logan Hoffman coming up. I mentioned 2019 draft, he went in the 35th round of the Cardinals. But did I mention in the 2020 draft, he went to the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 5th round?
Incredible.
He made a very calculated decision that paid off for him. So he's coming up. Hang on. But to the sports update, Roger Goodell would like to see Colin Kaepernick back in the NFL this season. The NFL commissioner said during ESPN's The Return of Sports special on Monday night that he is encouraging teams to sign the 32-year-old quarterback who hasn't played the last 3 years. Goodell, however, did not answer how the league would respond if President Donald Trump continued to criticize if players kneeled for the national anthem. That's our poll question, by the way. Check it out. You can vote on Twitter. Will you stand the next time you hear an anthem at a sporting event? Meanwhile, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said when the league gathers at the Disney campus in July, it would provide an opportunity for the league to do more to promote social and societal change, especially since players who will be confined to the campus will have plenty of free time on their hands and with what's expected to be a sizable media contingent present. The San Francisco 49ers rewarded coach Kyle Shanahan with a new 6-year contract Monday after he took the team to the Super Bowl in his third season at the helm. Niners are replacing the 3 years remaining on Shanahan's original 6-year deal and keeping him under contract now through 2025. And how about this, Dupes? Prep baseball has returned to Iowa. Did you hear this story?
Whoa, no.
Colfax Mingo faced Tri-County last night as Iowa became the first state to have a varsity baseball game since the coronavirus pandemic closed down sports across the country in March.
Big.
The game between two schools with less than 200 enrollments in front of an announced crowd of just over 360 was possible because Iowa sponsors high school sports in the summer. It's the only state to do so. By the way, Colfax Mingo used a 7-run seventh inning for a 10-0 win over Tri-County. So Iowa's doing something right.
Clearly.
This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon, where it's Taco Tuesday, $13.99. Get in there and check it out for lunch or supper. See at Wendell's, one of our favorite places. And for Ben Cahoon's Energy Bars, Ben Cahoon G2G Protein Bar. Fresh, all natural, healthy, and delicious. 7 delicious flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with their order by using the promo code RP Show. Again, go to G2GBars.ca. Well, we don't talk enough baseball here, and I'm excited to bring in Logan Hoffman from Munster, Sask. The Pittsburgh Pirates 5th-round pick in the 2020 draft. How you doing, Logan?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Darren DuPont's with us here, too. Listen, I Googled your name, and this story came up from a good friend of ours, Rory McGowan, you know, from the Bolt FM, voice of the Broncos. It said, the baseball factory Munster strikes again. Logan Hoffman drafted, of course, first by the Cardinals and then the Pirates. What is Munster doing up there for baseball that it's made it a baseball factory?
I mean, it's just the passion for the game in the town is crazy. It's every night you go to the field, obviously not right now with everything going on, but in regular summer, every night you go to the field, there's kids hitting in the batting cage, a game going on, a practice. So, I mean, everybody just loves it here.
That is awesome. The Baseball Factory, Munster, Saskatchewan, you know, poo-poo on me for not knowing that. But now you're the highest drafted ever Saskatchewan in the Major League draft. What is that do to you when you hear that or realize that?
I mean, it's a pretty cool accomplishment, I guess, from the work I've put into this point. It's cool to say, I guess, but I mean, there's a lot of stuff going forward that I want to prove. I want to be obviously in the MLB. So for now, it's pretty cool.
Mike Ramage checking in from Baseball Saskatchewan, by the way, says congratulations to Logan. Couldn't have happened to a more deserving player from Mike Ramage watching this morning. So if you don't mind, just take me through the last year. You elected to not be signed by the Cardinals. It was a wise decision because you went 30 rounds higher. But since you left Munster, what's your baseball road been like?
It's been tough. I went to Coley Community College in Kansas for 2 years, and then this year at Northwestern State. But That decision I had to make last summer was definitely the hardest thing I've had to do in my life. Negotiations went on for the whole time till the last day. Actually, it was the deadline, and then I decided to go back to school. So it was tough, but it paid off, I guess. Going higher, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to up my stock, just show people that I can pitch at the highest level of college baseball, and I'm glad it worked out.
No kidding. So since the pandemic hit, where were you? Were you still in school? Walk me back the last 95 days.
Yeah, we were actually, it was a Thursday. We were getting on a bus. We're going to go to New Orleans and play that weekend. And then they said, well, we're not playing this weekend. So our team kind of hung out there for about a week, and then they canceled the season. Obviously everybody's pretty devastated. Most of the guys went home a couple days later, and I didn't know like if we were going to be allowed to practice a month or so later. So I kind of stayed for another week and a half, 2 weeks, just to make sure, because I had a 30-hour drive home, and I didn't want to drive home and then all of a sudden say, well, you guys can practice, and had to go back. So that's kind of how it worked out. And I got home at the end of March.
So how much has this rocked the baseball world? And the reason I ask is this. I mean, in football, there used to be NFL Europe. I'm obviously pretty familiar with football. If you went over to NFL Europe, it was a cool place to play. Hockey, NHL's it, but you can go to Europe and make a nice living. Baseball, I've become the biggest fan of the Korean Baseball League, and I see some names over there that are not unfamiliar, like Mel Rojas Jr., some of the guys that I've written down here. Roberto Ramos, who leads the league in home runs. Was the Korean Baseball League an option for any friends of yours, or was it ever talked about in your circles?
I wouldn't say now. No, it was. It's not really an option because everybody wants to get into the minor leagues in the States and try and make the MLB. But obviously, that's a really good league in Korea as well. So if things don't work out here, I'm sure a lot of guys that I know and even myself would be open to playing there for sure.
Well, the average salary over there, $185,000. I mean, nothing to sneeze at, obviously. But back to the baseball thing, I mean, there was, for one, the draft had 30-plus rounds lopped off this year. So it really says something for you that you went in the fifth. What are you waiting for now in terms of notification from somewhere when you can get back playing? I mean, what's your life like right now?
Right now, I'm just doing the few things I can, I guess, working out, throwing, running. So that's all that's going on right now. But yeah, we're still waiting on whether anything's going to happen this fall, or if I'd go back to the Pirates spring training next year in the spring. Another option, I guess, right now for me, if nothing does happen this fall, is go back to NSU and just take some classes and work out there.
Where's Northwestern located? Forgive me for asking.
Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Natchitoches, Louisiana. Okay. And by the way, if I believe the Pirates AAA ball club is in Bradenton. I've been at that park in Bradenton, Florida. Am I right?
That's their high A team is in Bradenton, but yeah, their AAA team's in Indianapolis, but they have a farm team in Bradenton as well.
Okay. Gotcha. So what do you know about the Pirates pitching staff? How do you feel about your prospects with that organization?
I mean, they drafted a lot of pitchers, so it's competition, but which is what I like. But it's also guys who have a chance to succeed as well. So I know their 30, I think it was 32nd overall pick I played with last summer in the Cape Cod League, and he actually taught me a lot, and I'm glad we might get to be teammates going forward again.
And let me ask you this, Logan. This is the one that's, when I saw your name on the board, that I wanted to ask you the most. Yesterday, we had a guy on by the name of Troy Westwood, Hall of Fame Winnipeg Blue Bombers kicker, and he went to college in South Dakota State, Augustana, South Dakota, and he said that he couldn't wait to get to America, spent 4 years there, couldn't wait to get out because he thought he'd made the big time. What was it like for you going from Munster to Kansas and then Louisiana in terms of culture shock? You enjoy it? You not enjoy it? What did you not expect that you were expecting?
I mean, going to Kansas, it's pretty similar to Saskatchewan. A lot of flat land, farming, so it is pretty similar. And actually in Kansas, we had 15 Canadians on the team. So it kind of seemed like I was just playing baseball in a warmer Saskatchewan, I guess. So it wasn't too much of a culture shock going there. It was a small town again. And then when I went to Louisiana, it was completely different. It's something I've never really experienced before. I honestly had no idea what to expect going there, because the only thing I really knew about Louisiana was from watching the movie Waterboy, which probably isn't the best representation of how it is. So everything about that place was different. The people, the food, the weather, but everybody was really welcoming there, and it was an awesome experience as well.
Bobby Boucher, you can do it. Great movie. Baseball question for you from Gord Archibald. What pitches do you currently use, and do you need to develop any others?
I throw a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. And I actually just started throwing my slider about a year ago, so I wanted to add a fourth pitch. So I don't think I'm going to add another one. I just really want to focus on these four and developing them in the next little bit coming up.
All right. Outstanding. Well, Logan, I'll say congratulations. I mean, there's pressure on it with that moniker being the highest drafted Sasky ever, but I certainly looks like you're up for it. So good luck with everything, and keep in touch and stay safe.
For sure. I appreciate you having me on the show.
You betcha. Logan Hoffman joining us from Munster, Saskatchewan, the baseball factory.
Big time. They kicked our butts every year.
You knew that?
Oh, yeah.
How did I not know that?
Oh, yeah. The senior team, they kicked our butts. Munster's always been a big baseball town. And, of course, you always shift. Like in senior hockey or in, you know, your hockey zones, you shift leagues all the time when they readjust. But you know, used to play Munster all the time.
Well, shoot, I thought it was just Kelvington. Or was that the toughest baseball team of all time?
That's tough, too. Yeah, Kelvington's tough.
With the Clark boys and Barry Melrose and the Chases.
But then the Melrose kids, like Brady Melrose, and there was a few others that I played hockey against growing up. So it's those small Saskatchewan communities. They all have an identity, and Munster's is definitely baseball.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in. He says, the land may be flat in Kansas, but after a night on the town in Wichita, I can assure you, that's all that's flat. I think he's referring to the ballet. You know, I watched Last Chance U, and after getting told by many people, you got to watch this, you got to watch this, you got to watch this. Independence, Kansas is Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
I have.
The only difference is instead of combining wheat there, they combine corn. But other than that, everything's the same.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, I think kind of cool.
It is cool. You think it's just a foreign place and completely, right. It's no different than around
it's
here.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Just a little warmer. Logan said it best. Yeah. So we'll take a break and reset and get back on track with what our topics were earlier. And the poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Will you stand for the anthem at the next sporting event you attend? Over 90% last we checked said yes. Some people are asking, why would you even ask? I suggest those people have been a little tone deaf.
Yeah.
We'll look at all our top six show topics, and we haven't even got to Chuba Hubbard yet. We haven't. So, and the evolving athlete, because they have a platform now.
Mm-hmm.
It's different.
Big time.
And they're holding their coaches accountable. It's the RP show. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop staffed by PGA of Canada professionals is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Tuesday morning, June 16th, Canada's morning sports talk show coming to you out of the bunker here in Western Canada. I know y'all are patiently waiting to chime in. It's been quiet on the board for a while,
but
we've still got tons of viewers. We do have exciting breaking news today in the RP show. Friday night, we'll be broadcasting, streaming the Montreal at Saskatchewan CFL simulation game. We're very excited about that. We've been running a sim through week one, computer simulated with Nelson Hackowich, plus some preseason games. But now Darren and I are going to be having the call of this game Friday night, 7 p.m. Mountain. We got all the stats. Go back and check our Instagram. All the stats are posted from week one. Top receivers, top rushers, kick, field goal stats, and, of course, one loss record. So Facebook Live will be broadcasting it, and you and Nelson have been working this out together, right?
Going back and forth. He shared the document with all of us, so now we all have access to his accumulated stats that we'll be able to share throughout the broadcast, which is great. I just realized I got a lot of homework to do before Friday.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. You're right. Just enough to be able to inject something, but most of it will just be having fun. So I can't wait, and I can't wait to see which of the players show up to watch, because that's always fun, interacting with them.
Naaman Roosevelt's return to Ryderville. James Wilder Jr. coming in with the Alouettes. This is how I'm getting my head into this. I actually almost sent a text to Charles Rook, the Alouettes PR guy, to ask for their depth chart ahead of the game. And then I was like, don't! It's a computer simulation.
Yeah.
But that's how into it I am. Friday night, we're doing it Facebook Live. All other week two games will be broadcast at Twitch TV.
Is Nelson gonna release the depth charts an hour before kickoff? Then we can put them on our social feeds, the depth charts, and people can dissect them. I think that would be a lot of fun, too.
Our Navy friend in Ottawa, Donald Mitchell, writes in, says, having play-by-play on the sim will be absolutely fantastic. I think so. The games have been fun as it is. It's got the crowd noise. It's got everything. But we'll be announcing the play-by-play of Saskatchewan-Montreal on Friday night. So.
If I don't know what the number is going to be. If we reach a certain number, you know, when we'll discuss this in the next couple of weeks, We'll strongly consider bringing in Lynch for the last word. Is it the last word?
Call-in show, yeah.
Yeah.
The last word. Where do we go from here, caller? Especially if Saskatchewan loses, which, you know, I like being my age because I remember a lot of history. Like where Mosaic Stadium is now, Lynch used to do a show out of a building, Stats Sports Bar, right where Mosaic Stadium is. And I knew that when I was the age of Brady and Connor and, all, you know, Zach and all these young kids. I wasn't even old enough to get into the bar to go watch Lynch. So I just listened on the radio to John Lynch and the last word where Mosaic Stadium stands now. The Lynch made that building what it is today. Knocked down. So the guy Fake Gainer on Twitter, I mean, a lot of Fake Gainer's getting into this. He was like, can you wake up Lynch to do a post-game show? That was after the preseason game because it was a Friday night that we did it.
But just like Lynn, just like, you know, the old sports bar is knocked down and new Mosaic Stadium comes out of the ashes and it is so beautiful. It's kind of the same thing happening with John, right? He was torn down as a broadcaster. We've rebuilt him. It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Lynn says it all the time. What did he say? You saved my career. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And all his old crony buddies, which I won't name them, but they said to Lynch, you really owe Rod because he's made you relevant again. Well, Lynch did that himself. We just gave him the platform to all these new viewers that didn't even know who he was. Like Joe Lazito in New York, guys like that.
Yeah.
Here's one. Randy Nickel, watching in Cochrane, writes in, hey, Rod, we saw you on TSN's Kids Bloopers last night, the episode where the young boy answers with his opinion of Tom Brady. Funny bloopers. What the hell was that on?
It wasn't actually the clip, was it?
Well, it must have been. Can we find it? Yeah, Randy, can you explain a little more? What would this, was a top 10? Brian Warishin from the BC Lions Den podcast writes in and says, you need to have a post-game call-in show so fans can vent against virtual players. LOL. Oh, we very well probably will do some kind of a post-game show.
Yeah.
Because let's just say this. For those that don't really understand what we're doing, a lot of people do understand what we're doing. But when we ran the simulation of the preseason game, Riders at Stampeders, 3 Saturdays ago, Cody Fajardo played the first quarter. His stat line was 4 of 10 with 1 interception.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote in on Instagram and said, oh, not bad. And some guy responded, what do you mean not bad? 4 of 10 with a pick? Guys, it's a computer simulation. Like, it's not real. But that just tells you how amped up they are for this kind of content.
Yeah.
Oh, from Don Mitchell. I wonder if the offensive coordinator will catch hell if the Riders don't win. Don, you were watching the games last week. As a matter of fact, our Navy friend Don, who you got to meet, by the way, next time you're in town, Don, we got to all go for lunch if we can, if it's legal. He was screaming at his typing, run the damn ball, BC! Because there's an aversion and an allergy to running the ball in the computer simulation.
Yeah.
You notice the rushing yards. Marcus Thigpen leads the league in rushing after week one. I think he's only got 68 yards, maybe 67.
Right.
Whatever. So it's a real thing. Ryan Dinwiddie won his Argos debut. He got the virtual Gatorade shower. Did you notice what color the Gatorade was?
Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it has to be. Argo
I'm telling
blue.
You. I'm telling you. Either get on board or don't, but then get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's happening and it's so much fun. Randy hasn't written us back yet about the TSN bloopers.
I'm looking for
how it. How the hell did they find it? Only we own it. This is when Bryant, yeah, Clark says, let's sue them. That's a great idea. Let's sue TSN's pants off. That sounds like a great idea.
Good idea. That'll get them to want us.
Exactly.
Right?
Bryant Mitchell's son, Amari, came on this show. I still think it's the greatest moment, not only in this show's history, but maybe in my broadcast life.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked him, how do you feel about Tom Brady coming to play with your dad in Tampa Bay? And I can word for word say it because I've watched it 100 times. And the kid says, I just don't want him to cheat. Oh, and then hilarity ensues. Because you weren't sitting. You were over there. Lynch must have been with me. Or were you in
that chair?
No,
I was here.
You were in that chair?
Oh, yeah. I was on the floor after he said it, but...
Whoa! Don says that lunch will have to wait. I'm heading overseas for a year. That's all? Only a year? How do you do it, Don? There's NBA players that can't stand to be away from their family for 2 months. And they're making millions. Well, I hope he gets the RP show where he's going. But I know that he will. We'll be back with Overtime. We'll talk about the rock star of the day. We'll get into the serious CFL talk when we come back. Still plenty to get to on this Tuesday morning. Episode 256 of the RP Show continues after this. On Facebook Live. Also Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, CastBox, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Services company, LED sign rentals, video production, event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back for Overtime, everybody. It's some of your favorite segment of the show, brought to you by Emerald Water. I had a guy DM me yesterday and ask where we had our water bottle logoed. The bottled water for the RP show. So it was Emerald Water, I told him. They can do it for you.
Yeah.
Right? So advertising works. Jason May is watching in Alabama. We're very big in Alabama. He says, will Rider fans still blame Chris Jones if they lose the simulated game this week? He's a Jones fan, by the way. That's why how he became, why we got on Jason May's radar, because he's a Chris Jones fan. They won't blame Jones, but they'll be in Moss's ass. We got to figure out the line on this game.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Riders by 6.5.
Okay, I was going to say 5.5. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's the line. Is this Tyler Dacu writing in from the RP show account? If anyone can find the clip of ours on TSN. You said you were looking through the app on their website.
I'm looking for top tens. I can't find it.
Oh, Clark, because I just hit enter too soon. He was typing it. Well, we've made the big time.
Yeah.
The Rockstar poll is up for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. You can vote for the guest of the day, Rod Black, Kelly Rempel, Rob Vanstone, or Logan Hoffman. If I may, I think I'd like Logan Hoffman to win. Rod Black's already won it. Those two will have more chances. Yeah. And I think Logan Hoffman, I would like to have him wearing that hat around Louisiana.
That'd be cool.
Nickishnack, Louisiana? Is that where it was?
Something like that. I don't remember the actual name.
Do I get in trouble for not knowing how to pronounce it or making fun of it? Dan writes in from the 291 Prairie Mobile text line. He says, if anyone wants a good viewpoint on the Chuba Hubbard story, check out Sam Mays on Twitter. Former All-America Oklahoma State offensive lineman, now a big radio guy in Oak City, talks about what he faced as a black player under Mike Gundy, especially one assistant coach in particular. Sam has a Sask connection too, married a girl from Love, Saskatchewan. And that's from Dan. Do you know where Love, Saskatchewan is? It's on the highway between PA and Nipawin.
Oh, wow.
I've driven through there. And I know a guy that took his wife there for Valentine's because they wanted to be in love on Valentine's Day. So, Monty writes in from Saskatoon, stay off your phone. I could just see the grin on Monty's face as he writes that, right? You know he's just doing it to grind my gears.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. Not going to let you today, Monty. Not today. But Mike Gundy, yes, Rick, you're right. It's near White Fox. It's the next town past White Fox. You know you're from Saskatchewan when.
Mm-hmm.
Although I just discovered Larry the Cable Guy on Twitter last night, and I wonder, why have I not been following him forever? Pretty funny.
Really?
On Twitter.
I even looked at his tweets. I'll have to check it out.
But back to the Mike Gundy thing. I don't think it's over yet. And as a matter of fact, Chuba Hubbard, who I think we're all in love with as the Canadian kid,
yeah,
doing big things in the NCAA, when he retweeted the video of the two of them, him and Mike Gundy, the apology, if you will, or the makeup, didn't he say, oh, there will be changes, trust me? I don't think he's done.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that was more about, it's not me against the program here. And it still right. Want to be part of this program. I want changes. I want us to all grow. And it starts with the man in charge.
Right.
And I think that's where he's at. He's like, look, this is great, but there will be changes.
I don't know. I look at it where it all started. And I don't know if our American viewers either are tired of this talk or maybe want a Canadian perspective. But there are huge differences between Canada and America. There just are. But Chuba's Canadian. That's the rub. That's the X factor in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Your coach is wearing an own shirt. One America Network. Far right news coverage. So for wearing a shirt, you can lose your job. Or what you associate with. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm evaluating that is where we're at. Same thing with Dabo Swinney in Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a week before this, maybe 2 weeks ago, he wears a shirt that says football matters and had to apologize because it was taken to mean that is, poor timing more than anything. But are you saying football is important as black lives? And he had to apologize. Like, holy smokes. Tiptoeing around on everything that you do.
I know. And that's the part that's difficult is the tiptoeing around, not sure what's right, what's wrong. But we can't be afraid of those things. We have to, if you're okay with who you are on the inside, you're going to be okay with what comes out. It's the same thing about, in business. Don't take actions. Don't make decisions if you're not okay with them being on the front page of the newspaper tomorrow morning. If you're okay with it, if you're okay with it being out there, then you're okay making the decisions that you're making. And yeah, in the past is the past, but as long as, we're able to grow and change, I think that's okay. And it's okay to be exposed for things, wearing the wrong shirt, and have to answer for it. But that's your opportunity to show that you've changed, you've grown, you've evolved, you're connecting with your players and understanding that maybe you were wrong before, or maybe that's not the way things are now. And you have that opportunity. Now, if you fail in that opportunity to grow and change,
you're on your own.
You're on your own. I got no time for you.
Darnell from Rockstar asks, what did I miss? Hi, guys. What did I miss? And I'm going to get to that, Darnell. And we will go off the air shortly here. But that's the thing with Bill Peters. Although I think he should have got a second chance and made to realize that what he did was wrong. I don't really like Bill Peters, so nail him to the wall if you want. But with Mike Babcock, I think he's the first coach to play mind games with his players or do mean things to his players. There's people that hate Mike Babcock. There's people that love Mike Babcock. just give them an opportunity instead of just banishing them off the face of the earth. Give them the chance, which is what you're saying. Nelson, our VP of sim events, and that's one thing you missed, Darnell. Friday night we're broadcasting. Darren and I are broadcasting the Alouettes and the Rough Riders. I know your wife, Roxanne, the Rocks in Rockstar, was watching our sim last week and loved it. Imagine adding announcers. That's what we're going to do Friday night right here on this channel, Facebook Live, for the Week 2 simulation. But Nelson says Mike Gundy doesn't have a PR guy telling him that it might not be the best thing to do. I'm pretty sure Oklahoma State's got a communications department. You ever been down to a big U.S. college? They have those people. Whether he listens or not is up to him. Go and look at the history of Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. He's polarizing too. So I'm relating this all to the CFL. I brought up the Chuba thing. I guess my point is the players have a platform now. They have a voice. They're going to make their feelings known. I've known these guys forever in all sports. They've held it in forever. Now they don't have to. It's a huge power that they have. Mm-hmm. They could take somebody down. Here's the problem. There's always going to be somebody trying to screw the system. There's always going to be bad apples in the bunch, but I don't think Chuba is one of those. I don't. But you have to be wary.
Yeah.
You know, for one. Jeff says, why don't you like Bill Peters? It just goes back to his days in Spokane. I just didn't care for him. He was Mike Babcock's assistant there, took over in Spokane, just didn't care for the guy. It's another thing people need to realize about relations on this planet. Human nature, if you study it, human behavior, we're not all going to get along. That's just not going to happen. Some people just, you're like two ends of the magnet that just separate. We have to realize that and accept that. Mm-hmm. But what did he miss, Darnell? Well, Nelson talks about the lack of a PR guy for Mike Gundy. Randy Ambrosi has a PR guy, and I wonder if he's getting the right advice. I've said it many times. Does Randy Ambrosi have the strongest team around him? I think if he's just letting all these arrows that are coming at him just bounce off him, then good. I hope that's what's happening. I'm not sure that it is. You got Herb Zerkowski from the Montreal Gazette questioning Randy Ambrosi's salary and if he's taking a pay cut. You got Ricky Foley. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's not currently playing, of course, but he's saying, where is Ambrosi? I mean, everybody's just loading up and attacking Randy Ambrosi right now. Is somebody helping him? And my rant at the start of the show is, why are they attacking football operations with more cuts to salaries and staffs, job cuts, and next to be players? When is this going to extend to the business people? Because they're the ones that have failed the CFL, not the players and coaches. The product's better than it's ever been, but the popularity is declining, as are ticket sales and revenue. Where are they paying the price? If you are, if you presidents and governors, if you're paid, the governors and commissioner, if you've taken a pay cut, then you better damn well announce it. That's another PR thing.
You should.
Oh, we don't want to. We're going to take pay cuts, but we're going to tell everybody. Not going to tell anybody. Really dumb strategy. Because people want to know that you have.
That'd make you look good.
It would actually make you look good. That's the point. I just think a lot of them are out of touch with how the average Canadian or CFL fan sees this. They're waiting for an announcement that you guys at the top have taken cuts. Some have. I talked to a coach on the weekend. He goes, our top guys have taken cuts. Well, announce it, for God's sakes.
It's big because you're in the public eye.
And you're losing the PR war right now.
Yeah.
They're losing the PR war.
And I get, and you get some guys who will say, I'm going to take a pay cut just so I can announce it on social media and look good, and you're doing it for the wrong reasons. But the CFL's in that public sphere. And they're losing the PR battle right now. So this would be the time to make a big PR move like that and show that you're united. But I hope that's coming. I really do.
Well, I hope it's coming, too. I just think of this UFC. It's fight night, by the way, on TSN. But Randy Ambrosi, on behalf of the owners, is in the corner just getting pummeled right now. Just getting, and the players are just attacking him. And fans from all sides. Now the media, now the agents. And we're kind of waiting for the ref to come in and stop the fight. It's no ref.
He's proud. He's not pointing the finger either.
He's just taking it.
He's just taking it.
And Randy Ambrosi is a leader. I just wonder about the people that he answers to. It's been a theme through the whole show. So we're done. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you to Rod Black, Kelly Rempel, Rob Vanstone, Logan Hoffman. Vote for the rock star of the day on Twitter right now. And we'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain tomorrow right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.